And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 25th of August, 2011. 1609, on this date, Galileo Galilei demonstrated his first telescope to the Venetian Senate in Padua. He hadn't invented it. It was invented by a Dutch astronomer, Hans Lipperhey. But Galileo had figured out by trial and error how it was made, and he improved on the design. He made it variable focus, and he learned the art of glass grinding. So the telescope he presented to the Venetian Senate could magnify images to 8 times the naked eye, and soon 20 times. By the following January, he discovered 4 moons orbiting Jupiter. The Venetian Senate was so impressed, they gave him lifetime tenure at the university, and they doubled his salary. It was on this date, 1835, the New York Sun ran the first of 6 articles about civilization on the moon and strange creatures there, two-legged beavers and bats and lush jungle vegetation that had been observed by an astronomer in Cape Town, South Africa. The articles were said to have been reprinted from the Edinburgh Journal of Science, and they were intended to be a satire, but people took them as the literal truth, and the newspaper circulation went up. And when the newspaper admitted that the articles had been a hoax, the circulation still went up. It's the anniversary of the creation of the National Park Service, 1916. First National Park was Yellowstone. It had been designated 44 years before. The number of parks and national monuments was growing. The question was, who should manage them? And the Park Service was created. The first director was Stephen T. Mather, a naturalist and industrialist. He established concession sales in the parks, created the National Park-to-Park Highway, and worked with railroads to make the parks more accessible. Park Service now employs about 22,000 civil servants to oversee almost 400 units, covering 84 million acres. It's the birthday of the novelist Brian Moore, born Belfast, 1921. Graham Greene once described him as my favorite living author. Moved to Canada in 1948, started working for a newspaper in Montreal, then went to writing novels. His first book came out in 1955, The Lonely Passion of Judith Hearn. Moved to New York, then to California. Some of his books were adapted for movies. He wrote screenplays, too. Wrote the screenplay for the Alfred Hitchcock movie, Torn Curtain. He said it was an awful ordeal, like washing floors. And it's the birthday of Martin Amis, born in Oxford, 1949, author of the novel Money, about a man named John Self, who directs TV commercials, wants to make a movie, winds up collaborating with a mysterious writer named Martin Amis, who seems to know everything about Self's life. Here's a little poem for today, a poem by Robert Hass. Chester found a dozen copies of his first novel in a used bookstore and took them to the counter. The owner said, "You can't have them all." So Chester kept 5. The owner said, "That'll be $112. Chester said, "What?" And the guy said, "They're first editions, Mac. $20 a piece." And so Chester said, "Why are you charging me $112? The guy said, "3 of them are autographed." Chester said, "Look, I wrote this book." The guy said, "All right, $100. I won't charge you for the autographs." A poem by Robert Hass from a longer poem, Praise, published by Echo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.